now here's Beetlejuice.
Uncle BJ's Roadhouse, a fun Bill Kitty show. I know you kids all love me, so send me all your dough.
Ha! It's time again for Uncle BJ's Roadhouse Show.
Hi, kids, it's me, your old Uncle BJ. All set for another madcap day at the Roadhouse?
Hi, Uncle BJ. Want me to do my new tap dance? I've been practicing. Oh!
Ah, gee, kids. How did that happen? Let's go check out the bug bag. Bug bag. Yo! Mr. Silverfish!
Oh, hi, Uncle BJ. I was sweeping.
Cute little guy. What do you got for story time today, Mr. Silverfish?
Uncle, look! Here!
The doggy called Spot. All right. Once upon a time, there was a doggy called Spot. Check. He was so hungry, he ate his dog food. Way to go, Spot. He was still hungry, so he ate the kitchen. Hey! He was still hungry, so he ate the whole city! Hey, I like this. What happens next? Uh-oh. Mr. Telephone. Here, save my place. Oh. Uncle BJ's Roadhouse! Don't you hate it when that happens? Back to Mr. Book! Hey, what'd you do with it? You ate Mr. Book?
Hey, Uncle BJ! Want me to do my tap dance now?
Hey, where'd she go? Mr. Doorbell. Oh, boy. Fan mail.
Are you Mr. Silverfish?
Yeah, sure. Is that for me? Here, keep the change. Hey, Mr. Silverfish! Mr. Library says you owe $12 million in unpaid fines! You're going to Mr. Prison. Ah, don't worry. Mr. Chair will handle it.
Oof. Beetlejuice? Strange. Where can he be?
I'm under the door, you numbskull!
Well, hello, Beetlejuice. You are looking out of shape. And the cameras are rolling. Hello! Today I'm going to show the boys and girls at home how to make French toast.
What are you going to do, lie in the sun?
Be a deer and get me the milk and eggs, hmm?
A deer? Oh, sure, Jacques. Hey, the fungus family. They're mold friends of mine. How's it growing?
Well, this is a nice place to raise a family.
Great! I'll raise your rent. Here you go, bone ami.
Shock me blue. C'est le fromage. Beetlejuice, this milk is too old.
Not as old as the eggs.
Stir this. I'll get the bread.
Boring. Hey, Ginger, time for your big number.
Yippee! On with the show. Huh?
Keep it up. You're doing great. Uh-oh. Roadhouse. Yeah! On my way. Hey, kids, it's Mr. Cartoon Head.
Hi, Beetlejuice. Got another one of my vintage cartoon classics for ya.
That is your last one?
Great soul.
Yep, stinkeroo on that one.
Well, at least they're short.
Not again! What do you want? Ma? Oh,
but I didn't know it was the other.
But Ma!
Hey, partner, I heard you was doing a TV show, so I brung my little poopsie over to preform.
Wouldn't you know it? Mr. Clock says...
Okay, boys, get ready. Sam, that's it. Concentrate. Well, you should go some better than that. Yep. You made me a lot beer.
Hey, Jacques, how's the toast coming?
Looks yummy.
Beetlejuice, police!
Uh-oh, Mr. Megaphone says it's time to go.
Come on up with your hands up.
Well, kids, so long till next time. Wow! It's Uncle BJ's Roadhouse, a fun-filled kitty show. I know you kids all love me, so send me all your dough.
How chaos Beetlejuice.
Okay, well, gotta find a scam. Let's see. Wanted. Scarecrow on a beetle farm. Beetle farm? Now that's something I can stick my teeth into! Wow! Nothing like a breath of fresh country topsoil. Well, better get ready for work.
Howdy, I'm Farmer Bailey, and I need someone to scare the birds away from my glowworm fields.
I thought this was a beetle farm.
It is.
It is?
Them glowworms will hatch into beetles any moment, but I gotta get into town and sell my hay. Well, not all my hay.
Say no more, Farmer Bailey. Nothing's gonna eat these worms! Before they turn into beetles, that is. This is my kind of job. Let's see. Where's that recipe for beetle upside-down cake? Ah, here it is. Stir in 10 fresh beetles, add 2 cups of oil of bat's breath, and a pinch of putrefied weasel knees to taste, then bake. Wow! Worm-eating warblers. Okay, I could just shoo them away. Or, how about the cold shoulder from Old Man Winter? Or maybe I could turn into a big mean cat. Birds hate cats. What a bunch of chickens!
Nice going, Beetle Breath.
Hey, look, guys! Hot cat on a tin roof!
Yeah! An electrifying performance!
Great! Mockingbirds. You know I hate them.
Robins! And they're robbing my lunch! Time to get a little cagey. Jailbirds. Whoa! That's the biggest swallow I ever saw. Hey, bird brain!
Just one more strike and the bee guy becomes champion of Mockingbird Lanes.
Right! Twister? And it's heading right for us! Come on, fellas, follow me! In here!
Gosh, I never figured a twister would wipe out my beetle crop.
Hey! Bailey, in the barn!
Well, look at all my cute little baby beetles. Thanks, Beetlejuice. I don't know how to repay you.
Repay me? All you have to do
fellas, a couple of bales short of a full load.
Now, back to Beetlejuice.
With a face like that, Mr. Bug, I could make you a star.
Oh, spring. So relaxing. You want to play catch, Pumpkin?
I'm sorry, Father. I can't. I'm working on a photo essay for school. It's called Bugs. Up close and personal. Well, see you later.
Maybe we can watch the baseball game together later. Blue Jays against the Orioles.
Boy, the feathers are gonna fly.
And so this afternoon's ball game has been rained out. You won't see any runs today, but we will return to our studios for some reruns.
And now, the vain and useless.
I'm stuck.
Say cheese. Hold that pose. What a perfect proboscis.
I smell lunch, and it's coming from that lunchbox.
No way, Beetlejuice. They're for my photo project, Bugs, Up Close and Personal.
Oh, yeah? Well, let me out, and I'll help you, babes. After all, nobody knows more about bugs up close and personal than me.
Well, all right, but remember, my bugs are to be seen and not heard, especially not heard crunching. Beetlejuice, Beetlejuice, Beetlejuice!
Mm. Oh, yeah!
Pumpkin? Game's been rained out.
Oh, too bad. I'd love to play with you, Father, but I really have to finish this photo project.
Oh, sure, I understand.
I'll play with you, Uncle Charles!
Cousin BJ? How'd you get in here?
Oh, I came in the back way.
Yeah, I called him. So you'd have someone to play catch with, Father.
Well, if you're too busy, Pumpkin.
We'll have a blast, Uncle Charles! I'll hit you a few fly balls!
Fine, but we'll need a bat.
No problemo!
Beetlejuice! Good, they'll keep each other busy while I get busy on my photo project.
Here it comes, Uncle Charles!
It's alive! Why?
I got it! I see it! I got it!
And Uncle Charles goes deep in his head.
I must have overwatered the lawn again!
Then we better go to the playground! What's it gonna be, Uncle Charles? The seesaw? The sandbox? Or do you just want to hang around the jungle gym?
I'm seeing things.
And they're looking back at me!
You've been in the sun too long, Uncle Charles. Better get you inside someplace where you can relax, like the video arcade!
There! My bug photos are finished! Now, I'd better see how much Cousin BJ is bugging Father.
And then I said to Myrtle Simpson, how do you know plants don't have feelings? Have you ever talked to one?
Hmm? Mother, have you seen Father and, Cousin BJ?
Hmm? Oh, they went to the mall, dear. What your father sees in that filthy little boy, I'll never know. Now, where were we? And so Myrtle said to me, well, once I talked to him...
No telling what mischief Cousin BJ will get into at the mall.
Father must be a nervous wreck by now.
Relax. Try to relax.
Wow! Uncle Charles! Uncle Charles! I'm getting better and better at those video games, but I need 10 more dollars.
Well, I guess.
All right! Uncle Charles, 10 more dollars? What a sucker. Uncle Charles, 10 more dollars! Uncle Charles, Uncle Charles, 10 more dollars! 10 more dollars!
Smackaroos!
Do I know how to play games or what?
Having you for a dad, Uncle Charles. You want to go buy me those toys you promised me?
A promise is a promise.
Gee, Cousin BJ and Father are having a great time together.
And there's that football you wanted me to have, and the soccer ball, and that trampoline, and those boxing gloves. We'll need two sets, of course. And then that airplane model and the train set, and don't forget the race cars and track. The way we like it. Just us boys. Right, Uncle Charles?
Right you are, son.
Father's doing things he's always wanted to do with the sun!
Look, Uncle Charles! Only $100 to join the health club.
That's a little expensive.
You know what Aunt Delia says.
Nothing's too good for my relatives.
Ah! Stop that!
Don't forget your membership, Uncle Charles.
They're joining a health club together, too. I guess Father would have been happier with the son instead of me.
Guess what? I signed us up for karate, judo, weightlifting, and tongue-depressing lessons. I need 500 more. Come on, Uncle Charles! I need special training so I can grow up just like you.
Something rotten is going on here, and it smells like Beetlejuice.
I've decided I'm in great shape after all. See ya.
My father.
Well, you know what a soft touch is. Bet you take him for some cash every chance you get, right? Right? Tell me I'm right, babes. Come on!
Not a chance, Beetlejuice. I don't care how you do it, but send this money back where it belongs before I send you back where you belong.
All right, all right! What a grouch.
Like I said, put that money back before I send you back, and I'm gonna keep my word. Beetlejuice, Beetlejuice, Beetlejuice!
Hey! You caught me, Beans! Nice going!
Hello, Father.
Pumpkin! Did you finish your bug project?
I sure did, so I rode my bike down here to see you.
But where's Cousin BJ?
He went home.
Well, thank goodness. He was driving me crazy.
You mean you didn't like doing things with him?
No, no, Lydia. I only took BJ around because I didn't want to bother you. And what would your mother say if I didn't show one of her relatives a good time?
But are you sure you wouldn't rather have a boy to do boy things with? You know, like play catch?
What do you mean, boy things? As long as you and I like them, they're not boy things. They're us things. I've been wondering, just how is BJ related to us anyway?
Oh, he's a cousin, twice removed.
I especially like the removed part.